From Spark and Anvil and Dialogue Quest. This is Spar in Chapter 1 of the Dialogue Quest cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Patter met Spar on a bright, breezy day, and the first thing he noticed was that her speech bubble had two arrows on it, one pushing out, one bracing back. Spar was a quick, bright-eyed pine marten, light on her feet. She was talking with a sleepy badger, and Patter watched their bubbles meet in the air between them and push. The badger's bubble said, "Let's just stay in today." Spar's bubble pressed right back, "That the whole valley is waiting." The two bubbles leaned against each other, like two paws pressed palm to palm. Neither one tipped the other over, and the talk crackled with life. "Your words are pushing on his words," Patter said. Spar grinned and bounced on her toes. "That's the whole fun of it," she said. "My name is Spar. I keep the friction, the push between two characters who want different things." She tilted her head at the badger fondly. "He wants to stay. I want to go. So our talk has somewhere to go."
Patter watched the two of them go a few more rounds. Push, brace, push, brace, and the conversation never sagged for a second. Then, to show him something, Spar tried it the other way. She turned to the badger and said, "You know what? Let's just stay in too." The badger agreed. "Good idea." And the talk died. The two bubbles floated side by side, limp, with nothing to push against. There was simply nowhere for the conversation to go. "See," Spar said, "the moment we both wanted the same thing, the talk went flat. No push, no spark." She bounced again. "Friction is the engine. Two characters, two different wants. That's what pulls the reader along. They want to know who'll win the little tug." Patter felt the click. Most kids write characters who just agree with each other, he thought. Polite, pleasant, and dead on the page. The push is what they're missing.
"Spar," Patter said, "I run a workshop for young writers, and their characters all agree all the time. Good idea. Yes, let's. I think so too. Nothing ever pushes. Would you join us? Teach them to let their characters want different things?" Spar was already nodding before he finished, then caught herself and laughed. "See, I almost just agreed with you. But yes, I'll come on one condition. I get to argue about the snacks." Patter laughed. She'd come. So Spar joined the workshop, and the talking scenes there have a pulse now.
When Patter teaches dialogue conflict, Spar leads. "Before you write a talk," she tells the kids, "ask one question. What does each character want? Make the wants different, even a little." She presses her paws together to show the push. One wants to leave, the other wants to stay. One wants the truth, the other wants to hide it. One wants to be brave, the other wants to be safe. Then let them push. A young writer wrote a scene where two friends both wanted ice cream and happily got it. "Where's the push?" Spar asked kindly. The writer thought, then changed it. Now one friend wanted ice cream and the other wanted to save their coins for something secret. Suddenly, the scene had a spark, a tiny tug of war, full of life. "But here's the part that matters most," Spar said, and her bouncing went still for a moment. "The push is never about being mean. It's not a fight. It's two characters who both care. They just care about different things. The best friction in the world happens between friends. You can push hard and still be kind. In fact, that's the only push worth writing." A young writer asked, "What if I don't like my characters arguing?" "It's not arguing," Spar said warmly. "It's wanting. Two people wanting, out loud, at the same time. That's not a fight. That's just two hearts being honest. And honest is always interesting."
After the workshop, Spar sat with Patter, finally still, watching the breeze move the grass. "You love the push," Patter said, "but you're the gentlest creature in the room." Spar smiled, a little surprised at herself. "I used to think wanting something different from someone meant I was being difficult," she said quietly. like if I didn't just agree, I'd lose them. She watched the grass bend and spring back. But then I learned the opposite. The friends I push with, the ones I can want a different thing right out loud with, those are the friends I'm closest to. Because we both know the wanting doesn't break anything. A warm, steady gladness settled over her. The push isn't the thing that pulls people apart. It turns out it's one of the ways we hold on. And knowing that, really knowing it, is the safest I've ever felt. And she bounced up, light again, glad all the way through to be a creature who could disagree with someone she loved and trust the love to hold.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to SPAR. Released under Creative Commons BYNC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.